And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 8th of October, 2016. It was on this day, 1956, the Yankees pitcher Don Larsen pitched a perfect game in the World Series, faced 27 batters, not one made it to first base. It is still the only perfect World Series game in history, one of only 20 perfect games in baseball history. According to Larsen, he didn't even know he would be pitching until he got to the ballpark. He'd had a disastrous game in Game 2 against the Dodgers, lasted only 2 innings, allowed 4 runs on 4 walks. The Yankees had been up 6-0 when Larsen took the mound in Game 2, and they ended up losing 13-8. So he was astonished when he came to the ballpark for Game 5 to find that the manager had tucked a baseball in his spikes. It's the birthday of the historian of the sinking of the Titanic, Walter Lord, 1917, in Baltimore. The book was A Night to Remember. It was a bestseller when it came out in 1955. It's the birthday of John Cooper Powis, born in Derbyshire, England, 1872, novelist and poet, moved to upstate New York in 1930, wrote his masterpieces Weymouth Sands and his autobiography, A Glastonbury Romance. John Cooper Powis did not care for modern life so much, never drove a car, never used a typewriter, did not like talking on the telephone. Powis said, "A great modern novel consists of and ought to include just about everything." It's the birthday of the poet Philip Booth, born Hanover, New Hampshire, 1925. Grew up on the coast of Maine, where his ancestors have lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Has his office in the house where 5 generations of his family lived before him. He said, "Almost all my mother's ancestors, my grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great, and so on, are buried in the cemetery here. In the November of the year, I often go and look at their graves and see their names and the years carved on them. It gives me a very pleasant and not at all morbid sense of the relations, the relationships that one has with a place." Here's a poem for today by Floyd Skloot, Barrier Island. The carousel and bumper cars were long gone, Seidel ski ball, the 5-cent fortune-telling machine, Izzy's caniches, the shooting gallery, teenage crooners harmonizing at Waller's frozen custard stand. I saw them all vanish when I was still a boy. The 3-story concrete watchtower that protected us from Nazi submarines was rubble. I played at dusk in the field where it fell, walked beams of the bowling alley that rose in its place. I was gone myself before it became glass-faced condos with a horizon view over flattened dunes before the storm took apart everything time had left behind. On the news, I saw a woman walk where the boardwalk was now nothing but pilings. The beach was scattered across the island beneath the glare of morning sun. Barrier Island, poem by Floyd Skloot from Approaching Winter, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.